Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and I have added value to our parents' lives. Like, we do stuff for them.
That's right.
Mac is having his parents do stuff for him.
You know that when she's cooking dinner, she says, "Dear, the barnacle is coming over tonight."
Well, they called 911 at the dealership on Sunday when a random woman got naked and started climbing around inside the cars. Police showed up and found 35-year-old lovely Jennifer Weber lying in the back seat of a four-door Chevy Silverado with her feet in the with her feet in the air.
Can we have that last sentence one more time?
Okay. Mac, you came all the way downtown to be on the show and caught me on a down day. I'm really, really sorry about that.
I get that. It's like I never left.
I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Discipline.
Discipline.
Restraint.
The big D for discipline.
It is so hard right now. This is when it really, you guys know, you've known me long enough, this is when it really happens.
Yeah.
This is when the decisions are really made, right now, right in this moment, right here.
I've been watching Queen of the South. It's about the cartels, you know, it's fictionalized.
And that entered my mind, too, by the way. That entered my mind, too, that fantasy.
Yeah.
The fantasy of complete and utter lawlessness.
Yeah.
And handling it that way.
Like walking
isn't
tall.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. It goes to show, it makes me more careful about what I say about people, to be honest with you. We're talking about something we can't talk about. And I'm really sorry we can't, but we can't.
We're talking TMOS.
But Oscar, that's how I feel something. It's just like waiting outside the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just leaning up against a car and going, "Hey, can I talk to you a second?" Yeah. That type of thing. Or,
slashing the tires on someone's bicycle.
Or no, not even doing that, but having like a 500-pound guy next to you who throws somebody into the trunk of a car.
Who's named ironically Tiny.
That's right. I want to have a word with you about this situation we have here.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's terrible, but I can't talk about it. And welcome to the show. And I see a very nice face that we haven't seen, a sunny face, because with the opening up of businesses, we are now actually bringing people back around, and we have one of our great interns who caused so much content to be developed in a short time on the show that we love him very much. His name, you know him as Mac. He's not even wearing orange today. He's Michael McIntosh. He's a big grown-up boy now.
Hello, everyone. A big grown-up boy.
By the way, I heard your wife, Oscar.
My wife. Is she,
are you coming to us from Podville down in downtown D.C.?
1900 M Street.
1900 downtown. M Street. And your missus is down there with you?
Yeah. She works here.
Can she hear me? Hi, Shannon.
She has left.
She has left. Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
No, she said she was going to be on standby.
Yeah, and then I said to her,
She's a liar.
I said, "You have an email to send." I'm the star.
And the email is, "I love you, Oscar."
I'm the star now. I'm the captain now.
Well, it's been an interesting day. Someday, maybe in the book, I can tell you all about it.
Oh, my God. How about this? We should start on OnlyFans for you, Mike, where you can tell the story.
Yes.
And it'll be a fundraiser for whatever matters we need fundraising for, if you know what I mean. Wink, 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 wink.
Right. Exactly. Right.
No.
So, anywho, we're here and we're very happy to have Mac. Mac, you came all the way downtown to be on the show and caught me on a down day. I'm really, really sorry about that.
I get that. It's like I never left.
I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is true.
Bingo, bango.
Mac said, he mentioned how long it's been since he's actually been in studio. And he said right after his last appearance is when the quarantine began. And I said, so you're a person of interest. Yeah.
What's that big iPad in the back there that I never see before?
Oh, that's the digital fader that I usually help Rob run the board with.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me do that again. It gives me an idea of the delay with the video.
You're talking. You actually have a digital fader on your end right now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I see mine right away. Why am I doing this?
Mike.
I'm doing this because I'm just...
Do you miss the needles on a board now that it's all digital? When they used to show, every time they would do a television news story about a radio station, there was always a shot of the needles on the meters. And do you miss that, the analog meters?
No, because for years, anytime there was a TV crew that would come into a studio to do any piece, whatever it was, on a radio show or on our radio show, they would always, the first shot would be, Don's little, his little fingers on the board fader. with the meters going. And one of the things working with Don removed from me was board hopping. And,
yes.
And when
win.
I re-
and
well, it may be a big win, but I mean, I always, once you're a DJ and you do your own board, it's a skill and it's something that you miss. And so, 20 years of my life, I was on the other side and I never touched, anything. And it really is a bit of power when it comes to running the.
It gets old.
Well, you're probably in the same thing because Chad ran the board for you, right?
No.
Primarily?
We when we were younger, we would run the board for ourselves and then we had a board.
Well, no. I'm talking about a main broadcast board. There's only one guy that runs that in the studio.
We had a board up.
You had a board up?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Where did you have a board up? You didn't have a board up at WJFK.
We had a board up.
Oh, you did? Did Drab run the board for
Drab
you?
Yeah, Drab was our producer. He ran the board.
He ran the board, and you go, oh, that's right, and you guys just sat over there. So the board was not a big deal to you.
No. I actually, the board for me was one more thing that I was like, I hope I don't spill the soda in here. I like being on the side of the console without the holes.
Yeah, the soda spilling side.
No, but I missed doing it. I always felt a little guilty, a little Irish guilt, not running all those buttons. And, you know, you go back in the way, now everything is digital, much like society.
Yes.
Everything is digital. Back in the day, that's when I really date myself as a broadcaster. Because someone was talking about losing a job. And I talked about radio, and I said, well, you don't want to burn a bridge. And I told a story that Don had told, discovering that he was going to be canned at his radio station. And he came in, I think it was on a weekend shift, and on the record player, which they had there, he put Already Gone by the Eagles.
Yeah.
And put it on. He said, well, I'm already gone, and got it. Got into his car and left, and heard the on the station. You know, that's a story, but it also dates me because I remember big, giant, heavy turntables that you would spin 45s on. That's how long ago. It was, you know, a very brief period of time. Mostly at that point, when I came into the business, it was tape cartridges. And even that went away after a while. It went to CD, and now it's all digital.
So I learned with records.
Doing a little show and trying to make my way on a very difficult day. Any help that I could get would be appreciated.
Sometimes
can you all
the
hear
best,
me?
Sometimes the best help is no help at all. Mike, did you ever, when I was learning to DJ with records and there was the old records that would be cue burned, did you ever run into that? That, like, the first.
They were all cue, almost all the hits were cue burned.
Oscar,
and that
the
was
first,
because you would,
3 seconds.
You would start a record and you would do, you would go, you would literally carve the vinyl back and
forth. I cue burned the Thong Song by Cisco because they used to send all the popular music in record form because they didn't think kids would steal records from the college station.
Sure.
But when that Thong Song LP came through, let me tell you, geez.
So you had
the record
had
looked like a thong.
So you had a turntable. You actually had a turntable.
Oh, that's how I could play any hip hop record because all the CDs would get stolen. This is before records were cool again. The companies, the record companies,
and that
just,
was the reason
they would just send us records because nobody
but
would
also,
steal records.
But also, it has to be the fact they were still printing hip hop on vinyl for club mixing. Right,
yeah, but that would cost so much more money. Think about what they had. They were like, I know that we used to get at U92 the Moose.
I've heard it.
The Moose.
I've heard it.
U92. No,
thank you. The Moose.
And that, by the way, is the standard break, Mike. That's what they let the disc jockeys say.
You couldn't have any popular music that wasn't on vinyl because it would disappear from the station.
And it's gone. Yeah,
didn't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason that a lot of radio stations went to those CD carts where they would actually take CDs and screw them into a plastic box.
Oh, yeah.
Because that prevented theft as well.
It's like a tag at a department store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bottom line with radio is that it's gone through so many different iterations. To a degree, I would know a digital board, but as far as editing and all that, I would probably be challenged with it. But I'd probably learn it pretty quickly.
You would learn it quickly. It's just like tape. I mean, it's the same concept.
Same stuff. Yeah. You'd be fine.
Yeah. But fine. Those were the days. And you walked in, you had two turntables.
You could also come on air and slander somebody and have no problem with it and just move on with life. Man.
Are you still thinking about it?
Oh, I'm pissed.
Yeah. We're all pissed.
I'm so pissed. I'm not even. Yeah. I feel like a friend of mine, a person I love, has been hurt.
Yeah.
And I really do feel terrible about it. And,
in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing.
It's the type of thing you ignore.
Yes.
You have to.
And,
But as a friend, a lover, a husband.
A husband, a spouse.
You feel like, man... Oh, let me tell you, I want to talk about it, but I said you can't. You're being respectful. You're being an adult.
It is. There's nothing more.
Nothing. You can't.
There's nothing more hurtful or harmful or tough than when you see someone that you love and you can't help them with
it.
You know?
And I wish I could tell our listeners because they're involved in it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's really about Mac.
And listen, maybe, yes, we're talking about Mac. It's just something that went down and it's very sad and it's a drag and it's not that big a deal, really, when you add things up. No one's hurt. No one's dying. No one's sick. None of that. Everything's going to be fine. It just was a bit of a bummer for us today.
Yeah.
And, I'll get advice and then maybe I can talk about it. We'll move on from it right now. But
Venmo me $100, I'll tell you privately.
That's right. No, you won't. No, you won't.
No, I won't. I won't.
You will not. Okay. No, you will not. You're not allowed to.
I thought you were telling that to Mike.
This is a day because of the circumstances, and it's not that big a deal. I have to say that I'm so sorry, but it is a big enough deal where I told the guys about it before the show.
Yeah.
And it's just when you're doing, when you get down to this level, okay, when you go radio, local show, and you go number one local show, then you get syndicated radio gig. Many cities across the country, and things go well, and then you do the podcast, and it's kind of it's kind of whittling down the end of days as far as this, but then it becomes more successful than you thought it would be, and you keep doing it because you're having a blast doing it, and then you realize that because of the success of that, people can still bite you in the ass. There you go.
And that's
that's how I feel.
Yeah, like you have the juice.
Yeah, the juice, unfortunately, resulted in a problem.
Yeah, but you decide how you wield that power.
Yeah, and I would categorize what I was doing as the very essence of innocent support.
Correct.
Yeah,
there was nothing, I did not, first of all, when you're doing something in a public forum, you really, really... if it was that egregious, you probably wouldn't do it at all. And I certainly didn't think it was.
And if you're keeping tabs at home, the juice is not loose. Like, you're containing
the juice. The juice is not loose.
No.
And the juice, but the juice was obviously not worth the squeeze either.
No. Oh, please, no. For that garbage can, no.
Not a chance. No. Not really a chance.
Yeah.
But it's, I think it also pertains to power. And the idea of power. Yeah. And the idea
not AC
of
power, not like electricity.
The idea of freedom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the idea of freedom, and when you talk about somebody who has been in this business for a very long time, I wonder all the time, whether you're going into the DMV, whether you're going, where you're watching people vote for greater restrictions on voting just because their team lost. Whether you I just wonder as I get older, how free are we really? How free are we to do? I suppose if you just want to walk around and throw caution to the wind, you can do whatever the hell you want for a certain amount of time before they send you away or you're ruined and you can be as free as a bird and do whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. But when you really want to sort of play by the rules and you want to drive down that highway and you want to stay between the lines, you're not really all that free. We're not really all that free. We're not free when it comes to mortgages. We're not free when it comes to you know, getting into college. We found that out, that that's a big scam game that people play on you. And you're not free when, you know, back in the day, you would have a guy like Steve Bridges. Now, there's the, I think we are on a radio station in Iowa that is kind of the essence of freedom.
Yes.
Owned by a guy.
But he's got a lease, he's got to pay.
He's got a lease, he's got to pay. Yeah. So he's not totally free either. Mm-mm. But there's a guy that can roll into town every morning and do his show, and he owns the station. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has just a great time doing it. Probably one of the freest men I know is Steve Bridges. Our station
heavy lies the crown
to.
For the owner of KCJJ.
Heavy lies the
I
head.
I think so, but at the same time, when you think about, I'll tell a story. Okay,
okay.
When we got canned from WJFK and Westwood One at the same time, simultaneously, I lost a great number of affiliates and my job that I'd had.
It was
for
like a gangbang
very, very
termination.
Long time. About 15 years, I had a job. And I remember a conversation that was facilitated with Steve Bridges, and he kind of said, I want the show in whatever incarnation you have. And you know what? He's been taking this show forever. He keeps our radio business alive.
Yeah.
And although, you know,
somebody owes him a handy or something. By this
you
point,
listen
right?
to, you know, you go around the country and you
Mac
listen to things right now. This world of podcasting, you know, we talk about everything that strikes us to talk about. That's what we do every single day. And sometimes it's hysterical. And, you know, like the ball busting with Oscar and me yesterday, which thank you for that feedback. I love hearing feedback from people when they say that, you know, so Oscar, for being so nakedly cruel to me yesterday, thank you. The listeners loved it and they weighed in. It's just when you really get a bump in the road.
Yeah.
And when the man tries to put his arm on you,
mm-hmm.
you just, sometimes it's tough to come in here and do this.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
My wife, Carla O'Mara, is a small business owner trying to make her way.
Yeah.
Minuscule business. Teeny tiny. Works her ass off doing it. And she hit a bump in the road, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And honey,
and she
I
deserves
love you.
Better.
And you're the best. You will always be the best. And just sometimes you say to yourself, really? Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes when we're in here just trying to have a little fun?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I thought I would think so differently when I moved down here to this part of the country when I was getting older. I thought that I would become more on the side of the man, because that's what apparently most people do.
Yeah.
I've gone in the opposite direction. I've gone in the direction of you know, being more, probably, I guess a lot of people would call me a radical. On the other side, there's a part of me sometimes that just wants to flip the format here and start doing all sorts, just talk about stuff. And scream and yell. But I know that wouldn't have an entertainment value, which people have relied on us on for a long time.
We tried
time.
To do that with so Jude Walker. Didn't work out. We learned our lesson.
That's right. America's favorite radical,
people
Jude
don't
Walker.
Like change.
No,
people don't like change.
No.
But really, sometimes I say to people that do very, very well but want to yell about other people, I quote where I heard it. I don't know where I heard it, but I would look at them and I use the quote, what don't you have?
Yeah.
I say that a lot.
Yeah,
I said, what don't you have where you're so angry and you're so bitter and you're so mad at people trying to help other people? What don't you have? I say that. I say that a lot. And
they say that a lot, Timon.
But I really ultimately when I can, and I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but I have to do this.
This is great.
My head's
going to explode.
It's healthy, yeah.
I just look at big corporations. I look at big government. I look at law enforcement. Mm-hmm. I look at the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has touched every one of these things personally throughout my lifetime. Many of you will experience the same thing. If you're young, maybe you haven't had experience with this. I've had experience with the judicial system. My second wife and I had a product where it was sold to us. We sent money. The money was kept. The product was never delivered. It was a massive theft. And in the end, the person got off because they said that we could not prove intent to defraud. So that was my little foray. And that's, I remember one of the first times I felt how unfair things are for the little guy that's out there just trying to get a product they want. And we weren't that little. We were doing real well to buy a really expensive product where someone stole money from us. And this person was actually extradited to Northern Virginia. Was a tanning bed. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Yeah, but in the 90s, a tanning bed was like luxurious.
It was a big deal. Yeah. It was very expensive. Yeah. And then it went away. No tanning bed, no money. Bye. And I remember the Commonwealth's attorney could not prove intent to defraud.
That's when you said no more, son, and now you have this pale... This you look like you're ghost white all the time.
No. He moved to Florida where the world is his tanning
bed. If I showed
bed.
You my leg right now, I would show you the tan line where my features sock comes up to. That's what it is. But that was the judicial system. And then when it came to corporate America, where you work your whole life and you do a really, really good job and you take it really seriously, and then the guy you work with decides to get out of the business and you pick up with the guys that you have around you and you keep doing what you're doing and you're doing it at a really decent level and you're really having a lot of fun. And then every decision that's made has nothing to do with you not doing your job. It has everything to do with just them trying different formulas and you have no control over it. And you say you're really free. So working really hard and really trying to be cooperative and change things doesn't work either. And that's another moment where you say to yourself, well, the man is in control. And it's like what Gordon Gekko says. We don't make anything. We don't do anything. We own. We own. You look at the last president of the United States. What was his thing? He owned.
Right.
That's the power. The power in this country is the ownership. That's the power. That's where it comes from. So that's when I talk about being 61 years old and sometimes just saying to myself, I'm radical. I'm radical. I really just think sometimes that I don't want to walk into a room and say I'm a communist, but I also walk into a situation and say, God almighty. You know, we're all just sitting here droning along, trying to grab the little crumbs, and then the people that make the rules are sitting up there and doing stuff.
I don't know that you're radical, Mike. I think you have a common sense and a wisdom and an empathy, and that doesn't make you radical. It just makes you a good person.
Like we're all down here kind of trying to make our way and doing what we like, and boy, do we take our diversions. We're a diversion.
Yeah.
If somebody said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a diversion. I am a diversion, and I love being a diversion. I love the fact that it's important that we put this show out there every single day. But it does make me reflect sometimes that people who own things don't necessarily have to be talented, don't necessarily have to be smart, don't necessarily have to do anything other than just acquire. And if you can acquire, you can push people around, little people.
Man, I wish I could do that one day. M&A, mergers and acquisitions. That'd be fun. Jeez.
You say mergers or murders?
Do you really wish? I don't think that's a. I don't think that's
true. Oh, I'd love to find efficiencies and break up a company to sell them off in pieces and make more value out of them. That'd be great.
I'll give you a great example.
Break off Macintosh.
I'll give you a great example. There's a piece on CBS Evening News with the robot.
Scott Pelley?
No, not Scott Pelley. He doesn't host the...
He's a good robot, though.
But do you know, even with your news reference things from 10 years ago, it's Nora O'Donnell.
Oh, she's also a good
and
robot.
The robot. The Nora O'Donnell, by the way, I don't believe she's ever had an on-camera moment where she was not perfecto.
No, last night she threw up.
Yeah, I wish. She would never do that. And they do a piece They do a piece on the lifting of the moratorium on evictions.
Okay.
And you have people that are being kicked out of their homes.
That's why Mac is here today.
You look at this and they bring the landlord over.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a mask and he can hardly be understood. Mm-hmm. But they're saying how well. And they talk to the people that are having their stuff put out on the street. And then they talk to the owner. And it's just, you know, the owner's not a bad guy. It's what he does. But he's the man. He's the owner. And because he doesn't want him in there, and he's, you know, that's how he makes his nut. There are people that are living in a car tonight. And it's just owning is, you know, it's just a stark example of he's going to go have a nice roaster chicken and sit down and be fine. And meanwhile, people are going to be eating, hopefully, some crackers in the car. And hopefully they sleep well.
Yes. One, the gentleman who owns the building or unit still has to pay the mortgage, technically, right?
And exactly, they take it from him.
The other is... I'm not going to take gets instructions the mortgage? For my haircut.
The bank.
Mm. Big
and
bank,
what was the
Mike.
Other thing? What was the other thing?
I'm not
going to
take instructions for my haircut.
Jim, you're there, and I'm here. You don't know who to root for. Is the point I'm trying to make?
Right.
Because somewhere along the way, things got a little messed up.
Yeah, look.
And by the way, you could take the people, some of the examples of these people they were evicting from homes, you could look at them and say, well, I bet these people knew they didn't have to pay a mortgage and they had no intention of paying their mortgage. I mean, their rent, rather.
Right.
And that there, or maybe you couldn't. Because that, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is the same way of driving up on somebody that's got a sign in front of him. And everybody that drives by that guy probably for a split second has that moment where they say, oh, he's really probably fine. He's probably, what's he doing? He doesn't, imagine yourself, okay? The average person out there.
Yeah, I see him every
what's
day.
It gonna, hold on, let me finish. What's it going to take for you to go out onto an island at an off-ramp on an interstate and put a sign in front of you, begging? What's it going to take to do that? I'm somebody who looks at that and says, that no matter what,
desperate.
I have absolutely no right to judge that person on under any circumstance.
Especially in a cashless society.
What?
I mean, everyone's doing Apple Pay,
right? There you
go.
Yeah. Once you speak your mind, if you think I'm full of it, because you're starting to shtick me on this, and I know you feel differently, because you're somebody
Mike,
who says
I see no
you'd
less
like
than
to be the landlord.
Five bums on the way into the office. And I had a random $5 bill. I literally pay with everything in my phone, and I feel like a scumbag. And I probably should get some little silver dollars,
mad money,
and collect them.
Silver dollars,
but
classic silver
but
dollars.
What I do when I get the whole like, you got anything for me? I'm like, I hold up my phone, being like, yeah, you got Venmo? Like, it's only been one or the other. But the pandemic has made cash obsolete in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. True. Unless, of course, there's a typo, then I have to have $20 handy.
But how do you, I mean, am I making any sense with this naked rambling here
it's
at all?
It's not.
I don't know what point I'm trying
this
to
is
make.
How, look, if you're a friend and we're off air, I'd say, Mike, we all got to eat the S sandwich sometimes. And some of us more than others, and we don't stop eating it as we get older. They just come in different shapes and sizes.
And from different restaurants.
I know. Yeah. You know. And it just sometimes you just feel like how free are we?
Yeah.
How free are we just trying to give a friend a little lift up?
Mm-hmm.
A little helpy help.
I'll give you like my ass sandwich this morning was this. My wife calls me and says, Amazon has dropped off all the groceries. And I said, okay, what does that mean? She goes, it's on the stoop outside. You have to put it in the refrigerator. And I said, okay, well, that's usually your job, but I'll do it. And I'm like, well, maybe there's some snacks for me. I could get into some snacks in the morning. That'd be great.
It's very exciting.
It's all boring yogurts. Boring yogurts. I'm not a yogurt guy. I can't do this.
Not even any good yogurts, like a Chobani cherry? Delicious.
Yeah. And then I have to say,
after hearing that story, that is right up with my day today.
I'm telling you, Mike. And then I looked in, there was a box that looked like crackers, but it was flaxseed. Who just eats flaxseed?
What is she, is that like an additive that she puts into a food?
I don't know where it would go. It looks like birdseed.
And you can't
get enough crunch out of that.
We happen to stumble on food again. Mac, what did you enjoy for breakfast this morning?
I had a turkey grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm. Grilled cheese or grilled cheese?
Cheese. So grilled cheese with turkey on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Mike, a turkey melt, if you will.
Five different cheeses on it.
Five different cheeses?
Five.
Wow.
Did your mom make it or did you make it?
I made it.
Ooh.
In your basement? Oh, you're not in your basement anymore. You're in your condo.
Yeah.
Well, we have to explore that. Because, you know, out of all of this frustration with the man, stepping on me like he did today, and he stepped on my wife today.
He stepped on our family, all of us.
He stepped on the O'Meara family got stepped on today.
Yeah.
And we feel pretty bad about it. We really, really do. But then suddenly a spring daffodil pokes its head.
The first crocus, Mike?
Wrong analogy. And then the cicada puts its red little eyes out of the dirt. And suddenly there's a ray of sunshine. And we will talk to that ray of sunshine next right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody, because we're going to postpone that. You can hit it. Go ahead.
It had been muted. My fault. Sorry.
I know. I didn't mean to. Sorry to wake you. Anyway, that's great. We will be coming back with a chat with Mike McIntosh right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, because life goes on. Life is good. I am lucky. S&E.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
and it's
such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it?
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line. People suck.
That's it. Wow, that just ended.
People suck, though.
That's strange. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's talk ears, shall we?
Yes.
Just like as fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
You mean just like a fingerprint?
Just like a fingerprint.
Well, it said just like as fingerprints.
Well, as fingerprints are.
That's $20.
It is.
No, I'm just determining whether there's a penalty.
I think there is.
So this
do I
the
get
sentence,
that money?
No, that goes to Pony now.
Yes. And it's only 10.
Pony.
$20.
So what would it be just like a fingerprint?
Yeah, just like a fingerprint.
Just like a fingerprint, no two are exactly alike, and I'm sure we're very excited because, the most important one is the first one for the sponsors, new sponsors of the show. No two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds, let me start from the very beginning,
please.
Shall we?
Yeah. Please.
Okay? Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Let's talk ears. Just like a fingerprint, no two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably cause you discomfort or even physical pain after a while. The Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change that. Ultimate Ears Fits are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. Ultimate Ears Fits will stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great using groundbreaking Lightform technology. Ultimate Ears Fits mold to the unique contours of your ear, or contours. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs form. Is that LEDs? Is that what it is?
LEDs.
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 Yes.
Form the earbuds to your unique shape. You know, if it was LEDs, it would be L without the period, E without the period, then D without the period, then an apostrophe. Then S.
That might show ownership, though. If you
they form the earbuds to your unique shape with 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge and up to 20 hours with the charging case. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows all day long, and the sound is amazing. And if you don't love them, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits, true wireless earbuds, at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. Thank you.
May I add?
Yes.
If you are a tech snob or you know someone in your life that is one, this is the ultimate, and I don't know how they did this, it's like black magic. It's a customization of your earbud.
Yes.
We've all had problems in the past, too big, too small, it doesn't work. These buds become just yours. It's effing amazing.
It's like the technology you see with professional musicians on stage. They mold right to your ears. It is so cool.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, an interview with Mike McIntosh by Rob Spiewak. Go.
Mike.
I'm taking this break off.
Mike.
How's that?
Mac, how are you?
Good. How are you, Rob?
Good. It's been a long time since you've been here. Tell us about the joys of home ownership, because the last time we actually had you on via Zoom, you announced you purchased a place in Fairfax.
That is correct. I have been...
Beautiful. Mac, how the hell? Have you been laid recently? What's going on?
That comes later, that? Mike.
Have you? Is there anybody at Micro Center that you might be climbing on top of, or what?
No, there is not.
It's vice versa. That's a shame. It's vice versa, shame. Mike. They have to climb on top of him, consent right. and all these days. But we didn't have Mac McIntosh in his actual domicile last time. He didn't move in. He just bought the place.
Right.
Well,
correct.
I'm very curious as far as life changes dramatically when one leaves the womb. It is truly special. It's a moment where, so many kids go off to college, go to the army, leave home and get their own place.
A figurative womb or the actual womb?
Oh, it's a figurative. But, okay. You blossom and you go. And I know that some people, it's a real, true rite of passage.
Hell yeah.
And, for whatever reason, you might have had a variety of
them.
You
call them stunted, Mike.
Stunted. You delayed that. That trip off the ramp to adulthood. And now, how long have you been on your own, my friend?
I moved in. Well, I'm not on my own. I will say this. I'm living in the house, in my new house, but I'm still visiting the house quite a lot because there is still quite a lot of work to do with the house.
Okay.
I did not realize how much renovation.
Let's stop you right there. Sure. I want to stop you because you say, all right, you technically, your lease started when? When did you move into your place?
At the end of February. Or I moved into the place in March, but I bought the place in February. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So March you moved in. March, April, May. Yeah. I'm with you. I was going to bust your balls on that, but I'm actually with you. That takes a long time to get everything.
For clarity, let's refer to the new place as the condo and your former place as the house, because you were referring to house to house to house. So
makes sense. You wouldn't mind, I would like to have him refer to his new place as the condo and his old place as mom and dad's basement.
We can do that.
Just for real clarity.
That is good specifics.
So we know what we're talking. Like, so, for example, average week between move-in date and now, how many nights in the condo and how many nights in mom and dad's basement?
I would say probably five and two.
Five nights in your digs and two nights in theirs.
Yes, because I'm
go home for a home cooked meal, maybe.
Yes, and then we'll get ready for it's typically the night before my day off of work.
Yes,
and so we'll be there because we have to paint a table and dressers and stuff like that.
Who is we?
My parents and I.
Oh, so they're
it's a group.
They're helping.
Yeah, they're
helping. Painting of the tables.
It's parents,
okay,
Rob.
Okay.
Aren't your parents tired of taking care of you?
Yes, that is. Okay. Yes, they are.
But but both of you guys are very close to your parents, and I would have been close to if my mom lived in the same town, I'd be hanging out. I wouldn't necessarily be sleeping over, but
I visit my mom once a week.
But
absolutely,
Rob and I have added value to our parents' lives. Like, we do stuff for them.
That's right.
Mac is having his parents do stuff for him.
You know that
it's wonderful.
You know that when she's cooking dinner, she says, "Dear, the barnacle is coming over tonight."
Do you have last week? Maybe you logged two nights at the parents' house.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot done this last week. A lot has gotten done. Like, we finished the table and carried bookcases over.
This must be a pretty great table because he's referred to
it really good.
Twice.
It is a really good table.
Well, it's been painted since February. That's how long it took.
Oh, it's almost dry then.
It's taking longer than that Kobe B-17 that my son kicked me off of the project.
Removed?
Oh, he did. Yeah, that's another break. I haven't talked about that.
No.
Oh, he removed me from it. He's brighter than I am. He really is. I was looking at this thing. It's like, yeah, they don't all connect, Mike. And it's like, Dad, they don't connect. Go away. It's weird.
You're making me tense, Dad.
It's 8+.
I'll do this.
I can't do a child's toy puzzle. This is where I break down. Mac, back to you.
Yes.
But you're still going to, eventually, it's going to be your digs, and that's where you're going to live. Do mom or dad ever make any reference to once this is done, you won't have to, but it must be a hassle coming over here all the time. Do they say anything like that?
A little bit. They definitely. So what they want and what I like is that, because my mom likes to cook and she likes to cook a lot. So like once a week, I will come over there after work, get a home cooked meal from her, get some leftovers to bring home because I'm not a cook. But I'm not going to sleep there anymore. Once all this is done.
That's the hard line.
Yeah. That is. But you're sleeping there now.
Yeah,
five
I'm still going to.
Two and five, Mike.
It's 15 minutes away, the two places.
You like the bed in the basement still?
No. I like my new one a lot better.
But the memories, Mac, the memories of the
The one
old
in
bed.
The basement is very, do you get, very old.
Are you impaired or something? You get loaded and drink too much wine over there when you're, is that why you stay over? Or
I don't think that's an issue.
Mm. Oh, it's a dry household, Mike.
Yes.
I know that I will use Oscar and myself, and probably Rob, too. But Oscar and I have been kind of, have discussed it before.
Yes.
That for one pure reason, we would probably retreat to the home base, even after a nicely cooked meal. Because, you know, Oscar and I, during your age, really valued that alone time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So when Mike and I were alone, we were hoping to meet women.
Together?
They were never alone together.
Okay.
But
just be, see you later, Mom, and then freedom of, you just walk around in your underwear all the time.
Do you get to hang out with your friends? Like, are you vaccinated? Is everybody vaccinated and good to go?
No,
can you invite somebody over, maybe a little Philly for some gaming?
I only know one friend who is fully vaccinated.
Mm.
So, and we are planning to make, like, the one friend that I used to go with movies all the time, we are planning to go to movies again in a couple weeks.
Is the house taking shape now? Have you personalized it? Is there anything on the wall that would be like really cool? Is it taking shape?
No, the art stuff, I do have some stuff, but I have not put it up yet. It's mainly main furniture. Like, I got a Lazy Boy couch, hasn't arrived yet, which sucks. But I got,
you
getting
a new couch?
Yeah, I'm getting a new couch.
Where'd you go?
Oh, cool.
Value City Furniture.
Pit?
Oh, no. Value City!
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite stores.
Value City's great.
Is it, what kind of couch is it? Can you describe it?
It's
vinyl.
Mine
was vinyl.
I think technically it is vinyl.
My house in Annapolis. My house was vinyl. And a vinyl couch.
It is gray. It is very, very. I went for the most comfortable couch in the entire place.
That is shocking.
Mm.
Didn't go for physical beauty.
Could two people fit on it?
Looks
you lay with a woman or a man
missed
in
you
it?
So
I also
bad.
Got a Lazy Boy.
Like a regular recliner?
Yeah, a regular
also
lazy
for
boy.
Comfort?
Yes, for comfort.
When you go home and check it, check and see if it's the 10-426. It's a great chair.
I will do that, Rob.
It's a classic.
Do you have a big screen TV in your apartment, in your condo?
I have a 55-inch there. I have a TV. I have two TVs. One of them still
at
home.
It's a big screen to me, 55-inch.
Sorry, my mommy and daddy's basement, and the other one is at my condo. So I have two, but once we get the dressers over, I'll move the other one over into my bedroom.
Okay. It's taking a very long time.
You can put them right next to each other. Two things could happen. You game on one and watch TV on the other.
Sure.
Or you could off to two different points at the same time.
Okay, well, I already have that option. My desk is right next to one of the
TVs. I was trying to dance around that subject.
Excuse me.
Stop talking. All right, there we go.
Speaking of which, you mentioned there's nothing on the wall. Is there anything on the ceiling?
That.
Gross.
There we are.
You had to make it gross.
Now I have no way of punching
it. Yes. Gross.
That is really Tony, stop writing those jokes.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's right. We have to take a break. When we come back, we got the homepage.
Yes.
Feel free, Mac, to jump in on the homepage.
Sure.
Anything you want to talk about. This is for you, too, because you are a guest. And now as we're opening up, we're going to have more fun people in that seat.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to talk to you about the Relief Band. Did you know 1 in 3 Americans suffer from nausea, and all of them hate it? If you can relate, you got to check this out. A few of our listeners have contacted me and let me know that it's working for them as well. Let me tell you about Relief Band. It's the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. It's 100% drug-free. It's non-drowsy. I've used it. It has zero side effects. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals. I didn't even know they had these things. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach. It's so cool. You are going to love it. I want to appreciate the listeners that have reached out. A gentleman had his wife recently going through chemo, and they had ordered one, and I cannot wait to hear how it works for her. It's the only over-the-counter wearable device that's been used in hospitals and oncology clinics to treat nausea and vomiting. And if you know someone who suffers from nausea, it makes a great gift. As the world opens back up, don't let the fear of nausea keep you on the sidelines. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off, plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So go to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off, plus free shipping. Proud to be associated with that product. We really, really are. And now I have to open my thing because I got another phone call, and that's on my bucket list of things to ask how to do.
How do I block the calls? But anyway, I should have known that by now.
There you go. From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Oscar, I know you were going to ask about this before the show, and yes. It leads the homepage today. The question, when do I still need to wear a mask? Well, let me answer that question for you because I've got the story right here. It depends mostly on whether or not you're vaccinated. If you're fully vaccinated, the latest guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you no longer need to wear a mask or physically distance in most situations. That includes when you're outside and in many indoor spaces like restaurants, though you still need to follow any local or business rules. And then Oscar, right before the show, was talking about something he read where apparently they're having a little bit of a spike in some of these Asian countries where they've relaxed the mask.
This is from the BBC. Taiwan and the Singapore. And just some background here. They haven't had the best, as great an opportunity for vaccinations and the number of vaccines available to them, right? So they just have AstraZeneca. The population is I think 20-30% vaccinated. They're not at the level that the states are. But for a place like Taiwan and a place like Singapore, who really early on had, like, they were touted as having this iron wall of, like, there's no outbreaks. They're having these micro outbreaks, they're saying they're all, like, tied to airports and international travel. So,
scary.
I would, for me, I'm going to wear a mask in an airport, and I'm going to be okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
Or I mean, a baseball game or Times Square.
Well, I mean, Americans also, it says here, still need to wear a mask when traveling. That includes buses, subways, planes, and at airports. The guidance on masks will differ by country, though. Mm-hmm. So if you go into a country, and we have to wear masks here on planes, but you fly to Singapore and you're walking through an airport, you might get off an airport where everybody, the airport you left the States in was all masks, and then you get off in Singapore and maybe it's not. It's weird. If you're an international traveler, that's significant.
If I'm at Dulles Airport and I'm at a terminal and it says Salt Lake City and everybody's coming off the plane, I'm probably going to keep my mask off. If I'm at the International Rivals Terminal, I'm going to wear three masks because that's usually where I pick up my dad.
Might be inclined to agree with you. Some experts say the CDC is relaxing its recommendations too soon. Vaccinated people might also prefer to continue wearing their masks, though chances are low, it's still possible to get infected, even if symptoms are likely to be mild or non-existent. Got a haircut today with my new favorite barber in the world, Savvy. Want to give a shout out to Savvy. Used to live in D.C.
Oh, really?
How are you?
Nice.
Love the guy. Fantastic. Looks like you could play in the NFL, too. Big guy.
Doesn't it feel weird when you're not masked up? I didn't wear a mask walking to my car last night, and I've had, this feels weird.
It's down here, it's been a little more Dodge City, so it's still been a slow thing, but I only recently, this is like a week that I've been not wearing masks. I didn't wear a mask into the grocery store, but the first time I went in there, it felt good. It felt pretty good. And I still think there is a level of risk.
Sure.
I will put a caveat on that where I'm talking about it, that maybe I should be. But, getting a haircut wearing a mask is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, they just cut the cord constantly when they're trimming your ears.
Mask goes shooting across the room.
That pesky ear hair. Mac, are you vaccinated, by the way?
Yes. I got my second one at the end of April.
Yeah, but Mike, awesome. He's talking about polio.
Yes, I got the polio vaccine. Not COVID, just polio.
He's walking like a champ. You should see him.
Run for it. The cast of Friends, this is weird. I only saw a little clip of it, but it Same was here. Something. The cast of Friends sat down with People magazine to talk about their reunion, and there was something very off about Matthew Perry. He was hunched forward most of the time. You have the audio on this?
I do indeed.
When he spoke, he seemed lethargic. A little slurry. He also had a bit of a vacant stare at some points. He did get a joke in. You've got the audio. I'll let Rob play
this
the audio.
These are
see what you think about
this.
Matthew
is pretty
Perry.
Much everything he said during the trailer. So it's condensed, all right?
While being a really close-knit group, we don't see each other, all six of us, a lot. I stole the cookie jar that had the clock on it, and I gave it to Lisa Kudrow. Because she, at one point, looked at it and thought it was a real clock.
Like Funny. Siblings, I would say. Yeah.
Like really siblings.
Very supportive. There's
very, very, very sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. At the core.
Yeah. At its core.
It was made even worse when Matt LeBlanc said, like siblings, I would say.
Matt LeBlanc looks like he ate himself. I feel better about my life. Let me tell you that.
It's always about the body image.
I saw that. I'm like, man, I look pretty good. I was mad at myself. But that Matt LeBlanc could walk around and go on national television, bring back a beloved family and show up like that. Forget
Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry sounds like a mashup. When Rob plays those people that are turned slow.
Yeah, it really did sound like the speed was wrong.
We're going to do, who knows?
It's gotta be, he's got a history of addiction.
He's got his demons, he does.
He's got his demons.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking maybe that's not addiction. He's got to get up for the big interview. I would think that maybe that's something lingering.
I stole the cookie jar.
What's a lifetime of drugging do in many cases, you know?
Sharon,
it wasn't that long ago he was doing The Odd Couple and he was good. He was sharp. He was funny.
Wasn't
on
he
that.
Hitting on girls on Instagram?
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah.
That girl sold him out. Yeah.
Doesn't matter that you can't speak. It's fine. Well, let's talk about something better, all right? Charles Barkley seriously shelled out for his alma mater in Leeds City School District in Alabama. First, he did this. He donated laptops and Wi-Fi hotspots for kids learning at home. Then he gave every employee in the district $1,000. He gave every employee in the district, 226 employees, $226,000. I love Sir Charles. I just love a guy going in and doing things like that. It's a great, you're so spotlighted when you do that. Mm-hmm. Charles has also donated $3 million in scholarship money to Leeds graduates over the years, and he continues to support the boys and girls basketball teams. The school says, quote, "We are beyond thankful to know our hometown hero and benefactor Charles Barkley recognizes the hard work and dedication of the Leeds staff, even under the toughest of circumstances. Thank you, Charles."
Yeah, that's cool.
An American original like no
other,
Charles
Barkley. This is how great this man is.
Yep.
It wasn't just, I would say, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, where he was in Phoenix, probably picking up one of the hottest escorts in town. And he's now America's hero.
Yep.
Nobody remembers that.
No, his bad days when he was in, gambling and having that. He might still be gambling. I think they do.
I think they forgot who his
running partner is. But
I think it was last February he donated 30 Ativan to Matthew Perry.
That's right. The special's going to. All right. Not nice. Someone asked 2,000 Americans to name the top things that make someone seem like a sophisticated adult. Here are the top five. One, having an opinion on the stock market. 38% said it shows you're sophisticated.
Business and transactions.
Yeah. Number two, being able to discuss different types of wine or things like scotch. 35%.
Well, yeah.
Number three, wearing expensive clothes.
Aha!
33%.
Right, Mac?
Yes.
I got a Callaway Golf. Look at that collar. Look at that. Look at that collar. Isn't that lovely?
Is that a rental?
It's like the dog's been chewing on. Going to museums, 31%. And number five, being able to discuss current events. Oh, we're good at that. That's 31%.
Wait, do wax museums count?
Number one on my hit parade is veneers.
Veneers.
Oh, if you have veneers.
Da Vinci veneers.
Yes. Yeah. If you have a really good smile that doesn't look like Chiclets and you spent those dollars, I'm like,
Well, you can ask that question to me again. Ask me the question, do you have veneers? Go ahead.
Do you have veneers?
Only on my furniture.
Value City.
The poll also found we started to appreciate the finer things in life at age 26, Mac. That's your age. But
it was five years ago.
Oh, you're 30 now. I'm sorry. You're 31, right?
31. No, I'm 30. 30. I math wrong.
Okay. Let me see. At 24, we start thinking weird cheeses aren't that gross. And the average person starts drinking wine at 23, but it takes another 2 years before you actually appreciate it. And 42% admitted they bought a bottle just because the label looked nice.
You get a bottle of wine?
I purchase wine because I like the label, too.
Also, by the name. I choose sometimes by the name if it's a nice name.
Yeah, Groucho Grappa.
That's it. All it's right, delicious.
Barefoot.
Here all week. Don't trust online reviews, or is it just a bunch of strangers who don't know what they're talking about? 54% of Americans say they do trust online reviews. There. When you have to edit the news, you don't go any further.
You don't trust them?
No, I don't. I go to the give me a 3-star, someone that's mad. But happy,
sensible,
but hopefully fair.
Right.
I believe that is a piece of advice that I've stolen from Oscar. Is I will always look at a mid-range review and read it to see what the middle of the road guy is.
It was fine. Really, some of the best pasta I've ever had until that roach walked across the table. You know, that's a 3-star.
You're so well mannered.
And now a little something, something, someone at a car dealership in Mankato, Minnesota. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
You know, that is a nearby town in Little House on the Prairie. Mankato is always referenced on Little House on the Prairie.
Well, they called 911 at the dealership on Sunday when a random woman got naked and started climbing around inside the cars. Police showed up and found 35-year-old lovely Jennifer Weber lying in the back seat of a 4-door Chevy Silverado with her feet in the with her feet in the air.
Can we have that last sentence one more time?
Okay. Police showed up and found 35-year-old Jennifer Weber lying in the back seat of a 4-door Chevy Silverado with her feet in the air, and she was enjoying her own company, if you know what I mean.
I hear you.
And it seemed like she may have been on drugs.
Oh.
When they asked what she was doing, she said she thought she was in Florida. Of course she did.
Wow.
Specifically St. Pete. There you go. To be clear, car dealerships in Florida don't allow this sort of thing either. You know, I don't allow that sort of thing. And I said, well, I'm going crazy out at the lake there. He said, I don't arrange that type of thing. Well, and there we do. And so there you have it. I don't know why I quote Fargo more than any other movie, but I do. Took about an hour to coax her out of the truck. She also continued to do that thing. Fingers do the walking. She also told him she was in town to, quote, please the boys. But it turns out she's not from Florida. She lives 40 miles from the dealership.
Wow.
It's like Fleet Week. Wrong state.
Once they tracked down her clothes, they found a bunch of meth and drug paraphernalia. She's facing charges for indecent exposure, drug possession, DWI, and entering a vehicle without the owner's permission. The Chevy Silverado will add Scotchgard and a Pine Tree air freshener to its list of options. Thank you very much.
Weber.
Ladies.
It's Weber.
Yes. There we go. We got to take a break. We'll come back with something real special right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Very excited on You the Man Thursday. Yes, sirree. I love lawyers. I love lawyers. I love lawyers.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bitter honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Life's best. Sorry, I always forget that one at the very end. Yeah, those promos that wait 5 seconds, then put the little thing. I'm not going to get upset, though, because life is good. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your fireside time even more memorable, because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And now, Solo Stove is offering a free fire pit stand with the purchase of any smokeless fire pit during their spring sale. You can make the most of the season and get the most out of your new smokeless fire pit. It's a win-win. Those cool spring and summer nights, fantastic.
This is the perfect time of year because it's warming up in the daytime in D.C., but the night times are still chilly, and you throw a few sticks of wood in there, and you are good to go.
You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun and moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow. You'll wonder how there's so little smoke, because there's so much fire. Mm-hmm. They're so confident you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. Make this spring one to remember with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. And get a free stand with any purchase of a fire pit. Just use our promo code Mike. Remember, that's not the one we normally use. It's M-I-K-E at checkout. That's solostove.com, promo code M-I-K-E. You've been doing great with that code.
Yes.
We appreciate that because we know it's different than our normal code. Now, how much are we? Where the hell am I? Am I at the end of the show? Is it time for your thing?
No, we have time for a short break, and then we're going to open up the double
like date. A minuscule break.
Like
correct?
7 or 8 minutes.
Great. Oh, we do. We're fine. We're fine. I got totally discombobulated.
It happens.
Here.
It's so cool.
And I am happy. I did want to give a plug to my barber. My barber, Savvy.
How did you find Savvy?
Savvy is my wife discovered a barber shop down here in Fort Myers. Where how would I describe this barber shop? It's not your run of the mill angry old man's barbershop like you would have in Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like, common in Florida,
is
right?
It the barbershop and coming to America, like
it's
or
in
a
between
younger
the
version
it's it's in the in between the barbershop from Coming to America and the barbershop from Coming to America. If Eddie Murphy came from Bolivia.
Really?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Are there pictures of haircuts that yes. you point at the picture you
oh,
want?
Oh, the chart?
Yeah.
I love the chart.
Yeah. With lots of fades. And the thing that was cool about this place is they do the designs in my kid's, you know, on the
oh,
side
sure.
of his haircut.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. And this guy was just probably the most fun I've had in a barbershop. We talked Giants. We talked Redskins. Excuse me, the Washington football team. You know, he talked about hockey. He was at a club where Alex Ovechkin came in.
Nice.
And we talked about the fact that, did you watch any of the game last night?
I did not, Mike. I did not.
It was a heartbreaker for the Washington Capitals faithful as the Boston Bruins won in double overtime. Mm. And let me see if I've got the
Germans, Oscar, call that Doppel Uber time.
It was sad. It was sad.
Two,
I know
three, two,
that our friend
three,
Fried is up there. Let me see. Capitals goalie, because I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. I'm not up there anymore because I think he got yelled at. Let's see. Ilya Samsonov. Not that difficult.
Great
name.
Luggage.
It's like the luggage. And Alex Ovechkin, I think, got really mad at him. I'm going to put, see if Caps goalie gets yelled at. All right.
And then
this
about
is
a,
the stuff dude,
about,
I would
about an hour ago, one of the players just tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time.
One of the Caps?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Was it a Cap or a Bruin?
A Cap.
He tested the second time? So like after vaccination, he got it again?
No, it just says, this is literally in my feed right now.
Wow.
Damn, this is crazy.
I would think that Ovechkin probably has a bit of a temper, and I wouldn't want him sore at me. That's all.
Alex, this is from, I think it's from NBC. Let me read a little bit of this because it happened right at the end of the game.
Okay.
He's a passionate guy. You got to give him a little credit. Alex Ovechkin doesn't like losing, and he especially doesn't like losing on a preventable play. That may explain why the Washington Capitals star was so incensed. With 5:48 remaining in double overtime, the Stanley Cup playoff first round series versus Washington, Boston winger Craig Smith shoved a goal around. The goalie kind of lazily went behind the net, left it there, and a Bruin swooped in came in back of him and jammed it in the net. Ovechkin, who was on the bench at the time of Smith's goal, broke his stick in frustration. Then the NBC broadcast caught the Washington captain yelling in the direction of one or multiple teammates. They were indicating he was speaking in Russian, but we're not sure who was the subject of his fire, but his anger is understandable. So there's no detail on it. I don't know if we got any more information on it, but he's a passionate guy.
Did you see the play?
That's what I like, fire in the belly. What's
that? Did you actually see the play? Did you see the goal?
Yeah, I saw the play, and it was a miscommunication. The whole deal with goalies in the NHL, they got to be chill and they got to relax, you know? When you were playing hockey, Mac, what was yes. the... Were you an intense player, or were you just a collected player who, you know, who saw the game in slow motion like some of the truly great ones?
I would hide in the goal.
There you go.
In the goal, yes.
Nice.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Anyway, so let's go, Caps. Good luck as we continue. One last thing I wanted to mention while we have a moment here. Florida Wildlife Update.
Yes, please.
As you know, I have taken to playing around the area at different locations.
Yes.
And at the location where I've been playing lately, there is a new form of wildlife that I have never seen before. You're familiar with squirrels.
Sure.
Cute little gray, twitchy little squirrels. Yeah. You've seen the videos of the bungee cords where they throw the squirrels into the air and then the squirrels come back down.
Yeah.
Very cute on YouTube. Are you familiar at all with a fox squirrel?
Oh, I've never heard of a fox squirrel.
It is, I know that it is more daring and says more curse words than an NBC squirrel.
It is a larger animal, perhaps more calico in color. And on a golf course, they are unbelievably aggressive.
Really?
You cannot leave your food anywhere near it. And you know I like to bring a buffet with me
when I'm out there.
Yeah. They have also been known to take cell phones.
Oh, no.
They are that powerful. And they are called fox squirrels.
I found them. They look like the Hamburglar.
Because they've got kind of the coloring, the dark coloring on their faces. And they are. I am like almost childlike in my obsession with them now, where people that have seen them before, all right, Mike, we've seen the fox squirrel. I said, but look at it. It's like it's coming almost up. It's like it wants to shake hands
absolutely.
With me. You know? Very interesting.
They weigh up to 2 pounds.
Yeah. And they're, I guess, all through the South. And then down into Florida. They're huge.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have any of them up in the D.C. area or out west, they'd say.
No, I'd recognize this guy. Damn. Mm-hmm.
They're lovely.
I'd like a social, aggressive squirrel.
They also live 7 years.
Yeah.
And so they'll be around a while, big. Yeah.
They're wonderful, delightful. Some of those squirrels are 7-year-old animals.
I think you could train one.
Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinated by
what kind
Oscar's
of snacks?
Set.
It's in between sets.
What normally shoots in there with that kind of backdrop?
More of a, it depends on the temperament of the show.
Did you like have anything to do with making that kind of backdrop or was that professionally
done?
Yeah,
we got that table saw and I really started working on it during the pandemic. Everybody got, they developed new skills.
The amazing thing, Mike, is all of those holes were drilled with a table saw. That takes like delicate work.
Kind of, it's like, you know,
So the Lincoln Project works out of the studio when they're in town. We have a handful of, and this is what's crazy.
I'm Oscar Santana broadcasting from Daryl Hall's barn. Joe Walsh is going to join me in a second.
Behind me, there's a reclaimed wood set. But now, Mike, what's nuts is that people are starting to come in. So the George and Barbara Bush Foundation came in yesterday. It's fairly satisfying.
The joint is jumping, is what you're saying?
To see people coming back in, yes.
The set is undressed right now, and now it kind of looks like the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Yeah.
Is there a way of... Now, are you in the big room you showed me when I came to Washington?
No. I can do it from there one day if you'd like.
Well, I'm just curious because, I mean, sometimes you pan around and I think it would be interesting for people to see.
I'd love to do that. Why not next week? I'll be in the big room.
Because there's a big studio. Are you going to be down there?
He's playing the big room.
Are you going to be there now forever? Have you moved officially down
there full-time? No, I just moved here because there's multiple meetings. I couldn't make it across town.
Okay.
So
all right. It's kind of cool, though. That set looks like... It could be something country-oriented.
Yes,
The ghost of Conway Twitty might come
I really think you
Bob
nailed
Beal
it with...
Bob Beal is coming through later on.
Mike, I think you nailed it with Daryl's house.
You know that show, right?
Yes,
where he
absolutely.
Doesn't he do it from his barn?
Yeah, it's like
a
reclaimed barn.
And then he has guys
barn,
come in and jam with
it's
him.
It's a good show. I like Daryl Hall.
It's very, very exciting. And then at the end, they murder a fox squirrel. See? It comes full circle.
And then they eat it.
That's how you do it, as I patch it together with duct tape every day. We will take a break. When we come back, Rob has an absolutely, he told me before the show, an amazing
sensational
digital dumpster. When we come back, we're here with Mac McIntosh on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Summer is almost here. You can tell because it's getting warmer, right? Am I right? Yes,
right.
Why not surprise your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine, everything is shipped right to your door. There's no commitment, so you can purchase or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. Michael is a big fan of KiwiCo. I've seen the magic in action. I love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy and physics. It's an awesome way for him to stretch his brain in a fun way at home. He loves it, and I think it contributes to the whole package.
Yep.
I really do. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart. Every month, get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. Let's see if she's still in there. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play that. Thank you very much. Let's listen. Hello, who's there?
Oh, she's gone and replaced by the late Ed McMahon is in there, Mike.
Wow, Ed McMahon.
Hi,
the dead Ed McMahon.
Hi-oh!
That's very, very exciting.
I didn't expect that at all.
Very exciting.
What's going on with baseball, Mike? Do you know that last night there was another no-hitter in Major League Baseball? Two nights in a row.
I could get more into baseball. I know. So many people, I just don't care anymore.
And you're going to love this, Mike. It's a Yankee that got it.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about that? The evil. Now my ears are perked up or pricked up.
Yeah, you prick those ears. It was Yankees.
What is it? Is it perked or pricked, Mac? Which is it?
I believe it's perked.
Okay. Yeah. My ears perked up.
Hop on your phone and verify that.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Corey Kluber is the name of the pitcher, Mike. And believe me, I was surprised. It's only the 12th no-hitter in Yankee history. I would think that franchise would have more than that, but this is also the 6th no-hitter this season alone. Sports writers are calling this the year of the no-hitter.
Ground ball to Gleyber Torres, and that'll do it. A no-hitter for Corey Kluber on a Wednesday night in Texas. Kluber becomes part of forever.
Is the game changing? Are they just getting lucky? What's going on?
Well, the game's changing. The people aren't watching it anymore. That's how it's changing. And they're implementing new rules. And a lot of people are getting frustrated with it. And you know what a big baseball fan I was.
I know.
I couldn't tell you half the lineup of the Red Sox
anymore.
Doesn't it's
on
terrible.
Premise, doesn't just on name alone, name value alone, no hitter sound boring?
Well, it's the good. Let me tell you something. The last game
people
I
love
was
offense, Oscar.
The last game I attended was about 2 years ago. I was in Fenway Park.
Yeah,
my cathedral of sports fandom.
Of course.
And the game went. I think we were sitting there at 11:30, and it was going into its second extra inning. And I'm sitting there. This sucks. Mm. You look at a hockey game. You know, 7 o'clock. It's over at 9:30.
Yep.
Every time. Every single time. They've got a time issue in our modern society. They really, really do. Now, you might say, well, a football game, that lasts. Yeah, but you know exactly that the football game is going to be this with baseball.
Best.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Make no mistake.
In out.
The football schedule is run by television. And if you think it isn't, you are 100%. Absolutely wrong. You're wrong, wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been pulled over for speeding. I've been pulled over for running a red light. Have you ever been pulled over for anything like that, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you are in a Tesla It's one of those autonomous self-driving Teslas, and you get pulled over, Oscar. You know why? Because you're asleep.
I then looked over, and I noticed that his head was turned away from me. And looking down, I could see the back of his neck and the back of his hat that he was wearing. For about 2.2 miles, I had no reaction from the driver.
I followed you for about 2 miles, and you were sleeping.
I was okay.
You were sleeping.
I was a little bit tired.
No, you were sleeping, sir. I was upside of you. Your eyes were closed.
I like his defense. I was a little bit tired.
They should take those guys' licenses away because they're ruining it for the rest of us that just want to not drive.
Right.
I watched the news. It was on the news last night. Saw the video of this happening. Guy's been like busted a couple of times for it.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not the first time at
narcolepsy.
The rodeo. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
But he is, as a rule, very well rested. Very right. alert at work. You ever drop stuff off at Goodwill? Just to get rid of it?
Of course. Yes.
I'm answering yes to all your questions.
Well, I like that. That's good. We're in agreement.
Hey, we got a great crowd tonight. You ever drop you like the Goodwill?
Paul.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'm a Purple Heart guy.
Also a great organization. But they say they really appreciate the donations, but please, no more trash.
A lampshade, which is stained and disgusting and literally falling apart.
Rose. A small table missing a leg, cracked Tupperware, a used sponge.
Dental medical tool.
People suck.
I can't believe I'm touching it either. It's really, really, truly disgusting. All this trash adds up to more than $1 million a year in a trash bill, and it's been growing every year for the past 5 years. You know, we've seen comments on our Facebook page recently that are like, if you wouldn't give it to your judgmental mother-in-law, don't donate it.
What should we do with this old sponge? Give it to Goodwill.
It's just people suck.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
People suck. I'm not going to need it. Maybe I can.
What about a pull of Macintosh? We'll paint it.
Yeah. Fix that table.
Paint it. You get a medical tool here. Paint it.
Paint the sponge.
There you go.
Jennifer Hudson, I'd forgotten that she's already an Oscar winner. She won for Dreamgirls, Best Supporting Actor. But coming out, the trailer dropped yesterday for the movie Aretha. The movie is called Respect, forgive me. It's about Aretha Franklin. And some of the images and some of the singing in this trailer makes me say, I'm really glad COVID is over because I'm going to go see this in the theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Aretha Franklin.
This song goes out to anyone who's ever felt mistreated.
I used to feel so uninspired.
You need to take a break.
I know how to run my business.
Have you lost your mind?
Maybe I found it.
I believe I have the chills.
She's got the range for it.
She does.
You see what she is.
She's a miracle.
She's also, you know, all due respect, a lot prettier than Aretha Franklin. So it's going to be interesting to see how they make her look. I mean, she does not look at all like Aretha Franklin.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
And they have to ugly her up?
They're going to put her in glasses.
Thank you. I wasn't going to put it that way, Sleepy. All right? I wasn't going to do that.
It is a chilling trailer. It's a much longer trailer that I compressed, but you should take a look at it because it looks like it's going to be fantastic.
And logos!
And if anyone thinks that her career is only Freeway of Love, you need to know her back catalog.
Amazing
performer. Mm-hmm. Oscar, Dateline 1984, and the BBC carried a story about a reporter checking his email. Mm-hmm. I love this because it goes back, and I remember the modem was two cups that you put your handset of your corded phone into. Check out, this is, next time you have a hard time getting your email to load, takes a couple seconds, think about what this guy's going through.
Let's see, let's put a call into London. One, now that's got me through to London. Now we'll dial the computer. Wait for a moment.
Of course it's rotary.
Yes, there it is. Now, we've got to make a very good connection here with the modem. Just stuff that really firmly in there, like so. Tell our little computer here that we're on term, so it's now talking directly to the computer in London. And wait for something to happen. Yes, there goes the cursor now, flashing across the screen. Now, what it wants from me now is my account number. Now it wants my personal ID. And off we go with the messages.
See, it's as easy
that
as that.
That was forever.
Modem.
Jesus.
Modem.
I had to play that because Pony loves the phrase modem. And
modem.
Let us close with this. I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but today is National Be a Millionaire Day. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's National Be a Millionaire Day, and it made me think of one of my favorite old Steve Martin tapes. This is from the LP, Comedy Is Not Pretty.
You can be a millionaire and never pay taxes. You say, Steve, How can I be a millionaire and never pay taxes? First, get $1 million. Now, you say, Steve, what do I say to the tax man when he comes to my door and says, you have never paid taxes? Two simple words. I forgot.
That is your digital duster. Close it up and have a great Thursday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. Hey, Mac, continue to love to get an update with your digs.
And the table. I don't know about the table.
A home tour at some point would be much appreciated. But good luck to you. Thank you for coming in today. We truly appreciate that. And I'd like to say thank you to all the people that support us by doing promos for the show. I'm talking about Twitch. I'm talking about Pauly. And Pauly, I loved your ice cream video last night when you were waiting for the Good Humor Man. That kind of stuff is super special. You rock. And I was joking when I was calling you Blair, but I would love to continue to call you Blair. It would be great.
And Jim Amato, too. Of course, our whole passel.
Jim Amato. How can we possibly forget Jim Amato?
Matt is another good contributor. They're all great. We really do appreciate it.
We'll be back with another one. Taping time tomorrow morning. And we're jumping around. It's summertime. We're getting stuff done. We're moving. We're shaking. We're doing all that. And here's to the legal community. Salute and an F you to all the lawyers out there. There you go. Thought I'd say that tonight. Sorry. If you happen to be a lawyer that listens to the show, suck a D. There you go. I didn't even say the S-O. Okay? That's it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?